Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's one of the big sales of the year for Superior Video Livestock Auction. Video Royale 28, Monday, July 27th through Friday, July 31st. From the Winnemucca Event Center, Winnemucca, Nevada, it'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day, Superior Sunrise will begin at 9:30 a.m., and the auction itself starts at 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. 195,000 head will be offered this year, 29,000 yearling steers, 16,000 yearling heifers, 81,000 weaned calves, and 64,000 calves on cows. Each day of the week, a different region of the country will be featured. Go to their website for details of this year's Video Royale, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
The live cattle and feeder cattle futures markets bounced for their second day in a row, going back in some months, passing the previous highs for the move. But the feeder cattle were anywhere from about $1.30 to $2 higher. The strongest month was September at $144.60, up $2.05, and that was right on the high. The high was actually $144.67. So we're right on those highs there. The live cattle, similar action here, anywhere from 60 to 80 cents higher. The strongest month there was October at $106.87. October on the chart. Again, going back and almost to the previous highs back on July the 16th, they went to 107.22, where today's high was 106.95. So right on those highs, the previous highs. The slaughter today was 119,000 head. A week ago was 120. A year ago, 423. Week to date, we're 474,000. If you go back to the week to date, same period last year, we were 483,000. And that represents that 1,000 or 2,000 head a day that we are behind from last year. Bucks beef at noon was 201.28 on choice, up 17, select at 191.54, up 205.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
The grain futures market today, mixed here. We had corn unchanged following a record corn purchase. The Chinese bought 1.937 million metric tons from the U.S. So really big purchase. That was higher than in 2017. It was around 1.7 million metric tons. So a really good purchase, and that was enough to get corn going up about 3 cents early in the trading session. But we gave it right back. Basically, the weather's been nearly perfect. And at this current weather trend, it looks like yields are going to be significantly above the trend line yields. They're looking for 178 trend line, but it could be 188 for all we know. They did reduce the acres a few months ago in that USDA report, but with the increase in yield, that's almost completely offsetting the 5 million acre reduction in planted acres. So continue to watch that. The beans today were up about 3 cents, and then the wheat's down, just slightly down 3 to 6 cents. The U.S. missed out on another sale. Egypt continues to buy. Really, all those North African countries continue to buy from Russia, just mainly because the logistics make a lot more sense and it's cheaper to purchase from them rather than ship it across the ocean from the United States. Cotton today bounced as well at 63.18, up 157 in December.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.